Hello, I'm Doug Peckinpah, Group Editorial Director of Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery, and this is the Ingrained Insights podcast, the forum to explore the exciting world of grain-based snack and bakery products. Today's guest is Ray Burke, President and Chief Operating Officer for the U.S.-Canada region at Rich Products Corporation. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Thanks, Doug. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. As President and Chief Operating Officer of Rich's U.S.-Canada region, Ray oversees Rich's go-to-market strategy to drive long-term growth, innovation, and organizational excellence. His executive leadership includes Rich's consumer brands, food service, in-store bakery, deli and ingredients divisions, as well as demand creation and all-category business unit teams. He also serves as executive sponsor for Rich's Workplace Inclusion Advisory Team and serves on Rich's executive team. Rich Products Corporation is celebrating its 75th anniversary in 2020. Ray, how is the company marking that milestone?
Well, you know, like many of us, we went into 2020 with a great vision of how we'd celebrate our 75 years in business. And, you know, we had celebrations planned with our associates and customers all across the globe because we're in over 110 countries. We had visions of large gatherings, toast to our collective success, and of course, cake, a lot of cake. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 2020 had other plans and, you know, COVID struck. And so we pivoted and we found ways to connect and collaborate, you know, with each other as we, you know, continued to innovate. We focused on what was most important to us, which is our associates and our customers and our community. So we spent a lot of time focusing on that. And, even though, you know, it wasn't the celebration with the cake, we did have a celebration of, you know, really collaborating with our customers on new innovations and new ways to go to market and to work together through the pandemic. And so in many ways, it was pretty rewarding that we were able to work with the many industries that we are involved with. Many causes that we're involved with to truly celebrate the 75 years. I know this coming week we're going to have a video conference with our CEO and as well as Bill Giesel, our former CEO, to celebrate the end of the year and also commemorate our 75th. We have a special video that'll be going out to our associates.
No, that's great that you're able to celebrate those connections that you've made through the years. And, you know, really, it's those connections that drive your business forward. And 75 years is a long time. And I'm sure there's some aspects of Rich Products that have stayed the same through the course of its history. And, you know, in some ways, in quite a few ways, probably, that the company has changed. What are some of the ways that Rich Products has changed as a company over the course of its history?
Well, you know, like with any company, you know, you start out with your core product, which was Rich's Whipped Topping back in 1945. And, you know, the one thing that we've been very, very consistent with is that we've been committed to change. So we're not staying complacent. We've committed to going where the market moves and supporting our customers at every turn. And, you know, we've evolved year by year and decade by decade in terms of products and countries, channels, customers, you know, in order to build this growing portfolio based on the needs of consumers and their customers. And so, you know, really for the past 75 years, we've had several instances of innovation, advancement, a lot of acquisitions and a lot of growth in partnerships. You know, when I reflect on it, and I've been around for more than half of the company's history, you know, we started in 1945 and, you know, we were the first in frozen dough in the 60s. And in the early 70s, mid 70s, we acquired CPAC to get into the seafood business. And now we're the number one breaded seafood brand. And, you know, over the decades, we've strengthened this business with adding of Farm Rich, of Carvel, Fareal, and many other retail brands, and we broadened the portfolio with expansion into meatballs, beverages, pizza, and many other things. We ushered in new business ventures, new acquisitions, and we invested a lot of money in innovation for breakthrough innovation. And, you know, there's been a lot of growth over the past 75 years, and we think we're well positioned to continue that over the next 75. But, you know, when I reflect, what really hasn't changed is the commitment to creating value for our customers, you know, creating strong and meaningful relationships. It's a big part of our company. We're a people-oriented business. We're incredible, strong ownership. We've been a privately owned company, and we continue to thrive. And, you know, we really have a lot of timeless values. And so those things have all held us in good stead and enabled us to thrive over all these years.
No, that's quite a legacy. And what are some of the more recent acquisitions specific to the bakery space that Rich Products has made? And what are the competencies that those add to your portfolio?
Well, a lot of the companies that we've recently acquired, when I say recently, it's over the last 3 or 4 years. You know, we knew that we needed to improve and enhance our cookie portfolio. So in 2017, we bought Jacqueline's Cookies out of Salem, Massachusetts. That cookie line added a gourmet, more premium line to our offering, as well as many unique cookie dough varieties. We, in 2019, we acquired Christie Cookie out of Nashville, Tennessee. And Christie is very well-known brand, not only in Tennessee, but across the country. And most notably is the chocolate chip cookie of record for Doubletree Hotels. Doubletree obviously gives every patron a warm chocolate chip cookie when they arrive at the front desk, and we feel very good about that. Most recently, we've acquired Cottage Bakery from Treehouse, and Cottage was integrated in March-April time period. We launched the products across our businesses. And it fills a void of par-baked and fully finished bread and rolls, which has been very good for our bakery portfolio. And last but certainly not least, Venice Bakery was acquired, as well as Rizzuto's. And this really enabled us to add to our plant-based, gluten-free portfolio to not only complement all of our regular gluten-based pizza doughs, but also the fastest growing part of the business, which is plant-based.
Yeah, absolutely. Diversity is the name of the game, and it certainly seems like Rich Products has a rich, diverse portfolio of different brands to help drive the business over the next 75 years. And really, it's a fantastic feat, and congratulations on 75 years in business.
Well, we really appreciate it. And again, we've had so many good partners, companies that we've worked with over the time, and many longtime customers over those 75 years. And, you know, we love the bakery business, and we're a strong proponent of it. And we're very active in a lot of the trade associations as well to support it.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks so much for joining me today, Ray.
You're welcome.
For a deeper look at Rich Products Corporation, including historical perspectives and recent company developments, you can read the November 2020 cover story, Inside the History of Innovation at Rich Products Corp., available at snackandbakery.com. Thank you for spending time with us. This is Engrade Insights.